dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was October. It was the week before Halloween, and I got a call from Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont asking me to go up to Anoka.
Look, Mr. Noir, it's the Halloween capital of the world, you know.
Well, I'm aware of that, yes, of course.
And were you aware that the top 1% of kids get 90% of the full-size candy bars, while the bottom 99% have to settle for the miniatures? The children of millionaires get the king-size Hershey's with the almonds, the Toblerones, the Lady Godivas, and the workers' kids got a tiny Butterfinger not big enough to feed a bird.
All right, okay, sure, but statistics, Senator, show that kids who have to walk twice as far to collect the same amount of calories are going to live on average 4.6 years longer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, sure. The statistic made him happy. I just made it up. I have no idea what... I do that a lot nowadays. But I went up to Anoka anyway because a man named Johnny One Note O'Toole offered me $100 to follow the quarterback of the Anoka High School Tornadoes and see what kind of books he was reading before their big pumpkin bowl game against Visitation.
The team had a losing season, Noir.
Yeah?
You want to know why? Because they're reading the wrong books, they are. That's right, sad books about losers, like Hamlet and Moby Dick. They have the best facilities, the best coaches, all the best they have. And the town has done everything for these kids, it has. And they've got no fight in them whatsoever, they don't. And Halloween doesn't help either. Free candy, it destroys a kid's incentive, it does.
You know, I notice, Johnny, that you have a habit of repeating your predicate there at the end of a sentence there. Is that a...
Yes, I've noticed that myself, I have.
Yes, okay, just so you know. But their opponent, Visitation, it's an all-girls school.
Oh, great! Big, aggressive girls, they are. And they do not bath for a week. They don't bathe for a week before the game. And on the field, they use terrible language, they do.
I see. So you've got money on the game, I take it, huh?
Well, I bet my sister, Sister Mary Helen, $1,000.
Really? Where does a nun get that kind of money to wager on a game?
Well, she took it out of the mission fund, she did.
So I found myself up at Anoka High School. I was hanging out there in the library waiting for the quarterback, Brent Brackett, to show up.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You somebody's parent?
No, I'm working security, kid.
Oh. Well, is there a problem?
Hundreds of problems, believe me. I'm here to work on some of them. Guy Noir's the name.
I'm Sarah. Serotonin.
Serotonin, I see. You a student here?
Senior.
Uh-huh.
Majoring in social harmony.
Oh, really? Really? They never offered that major when I was in school here.
Well, it was wartime back in the 40s.
I'm sorry? Never mind. What is social harmony?
What, are you stupid?
Huh?
It's learning how to get along with other people. Duh.
Okay, all right. You know a student named Brent Brackett?
Of course.
Yeah. I know Brent. He and I are on creative writing together.
Uh-huh.
And we're both on the football team.
Oh, really?
So am I.
Who are you?
Preston. Preston Folded.
Oh. What position do you play, Preston?
Reserve.
Uh-huh. Reserve what?
Reserve substitute.
Oh, okay. You know, football players are not supposed to be in creative writing. I mean, you're supposed to be in the weight room lifting weights, no?
I go to the weight room to wait.
Okay. What do you do in creative writing?
Write poems.
What?
They rewrote our school fight song to make it less in your face.
Sarah, listen. In your face is what football is about, okay? I mean, it's not Tai Chi, all right?
You want to hear it?
Well, I don't know if I want to or not, but I guess I'm just about to. Okay.
Try to live peacefully. Grow nice tomatoes. Play chess and read good books like St. Augustine and Plato. Try not to
There's a big change there, isn't it? That morning, there was a carload of cheerleaders from Visitation who drove up to Anoka. They parked in front of school in the parking lot, and they stood and they taunted the students there.
Ready? Okay. We're the girls of Visitation. You are headed for damnation. We got Mary. We got the Pope. You got nothing but grief, you dope. Here we come, swinging a rosary to knock you down and eat your groceries. Bang your head into someone else's gloria in excelsis. You'll hurt so bad you'll go to Mayo. Pax vobiscum dominum Deo. Cause Visitation is the best at Incarnatus Est.
It was ugly. Not a pretty thing. And then from the battlements of the school, I heard a battle cry. And there stood a tall woman carrying a helmet with horns.
Come on up here and say that, you sissies. Ha! You don't know what pain is until you've tangled with a soprano. When I left Anoka, I went to conservatory, and the competition was ferocious. And I beat out every other soprano. You want to know how?
How?
I stabbed some, and the rest I poisoned. I left a trail of mutilated mezzos and injured coloraturas behind me and clawed my way through auditions and made it to the Met, to Covent Garden, to La Scala, all the big opera houses. And baritones took one look at me, and they became tenors.
Why, whoa. Why, you're Miss Rome, Gloria Rome, the great soprano.
Shut up. Oh, I'm talking.
Sorry.
When I heard that the Anoka football team needed a cheerleader, I dropped everything and flew out here. Because football is where I learned to fight for myself. Other girls played flute and twiddled with their hair. I put on a helmet and played right guard. Fight, fight, Anoka, fight with dedication. Destroy our cursed foe and cause utter devastation. Tear off their heads and arms, torture them boldly. Pluck out their eyes, ignore the painful cries. They bought the farmer.
I had to leave Anoka. I had to deal with another case, actually another six-pack, and when I got back, the game was history. Anoka had won 6-0.
I won the bet, I did. No thanks to you, Noir.
Uh-huh.
But here's $50
okay.
Anyway.
All
it
right.
Is.
So was it a good game, Johnny?
It was, if you were from Anoka, you were.
Oh, I see. And was there a fight afterward? Or?
There was none, there was.
Oh, I see. There was or there was none, which?
There was none, there was.
Oh, see.
Everyone just lay on the field and they looked up at the clouds.
Okay, that's fine. Yes.
All thanks to this one here. Come on over here, dear.
Oh.
Here we go. Meet Angioplasty. She's Irish, too.
Oh, Miss Angioplasty. She was beautiful in a way that made Taylor Swift look like a cashier at Walmart. She gave off a warmth that could have defrosted your refrigerator. And her dark hair was swept back as if she were driving fast with a top down.
The problem with the football team was very simple, Mr. Noir.
Yeah.
They were so afraid of losing that they could hardly play, and so
oh.
We changed the school song, and we gave them anti-anxiety medication.
Oh, really? Who wrote the new words?
I did. I'm Brent Brackett.
Oh, the quarterback.
We don't call it quarterback anymore. We call it facilitator.
Oh. How about the tackles and the guards?
We call them impediments.
Oh, sure, of course.
The game isn't about possession of the ball anymore. Many of us found the idea of possession offensive.
Oh.
Whether you win or lose, it's still an experience.
I see, yes.
Fight, fight, Anoka, fight as you are able. And if you lose, be sure our feelings for you are stable. Play, play, maroon and gray.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent question. Guy Noir, Private Eye. Kate Behan, Ellie Dean.